Hey everyone, welcome to Marian Music Round Midnight as we do our first ever Halloween show. Brought to you right here on WDIF FM True Blues 97.5. My name is Mike Kreider and I am joined with my co-host Tom Photos.
Good evening.
And Tim Cummins.
Oh.
And we've got Spencer Phelps running the board for us so we do not get in trouble. This show features music from the past 50 years to present days that has some kind of connection to Marion. The artist, songwriter, bands are all from our area. We are going to feature some scary songs tonight. Tim, what do you have for the first one?
Well, this is a great band from the late 70s, The Buttons. It was a Willie Phoenix compilation. Very Marion homegrown with Willie on lead guitar and vocals. Greg Glasgow from Marion on bass and vocals. The late, great John Bylar on lead guitar and vocals. And Jerry Hanahan on drums, percussion, and vocals. This was recorded in 1979 at the Recording Workshop in Chillicothe, Ohio. And I think you'll really enjoy this song. It's called The Wolves Are Out. It's actually about boys' night out.
The Wolves Are Out. Boys out on the prowl.
The boys are out on the prowl. Okay. The wolves are out.
There you go.
By The Buttons, 1979. That was The Wolves Are Out by The Buttons. They went on to do another record with six tracks on it with Mother Tongue Records. All right, Mike, what do you got there?
I don't have anything.
All right, all right, nothing. All right, Tom, what do you got there for us?
I've got a special Halloween song for you. Screamin' Urge. They were one of Ohio's first and best punk bands. Its members were Michael Ravage, Mike Rock, and Dave Manick. And there's a Marion connection. Mike Ravage played in Marion during the 70s, lived in Marion during the 70s.
Cherry Street.
And played in bands with Jerry Hanahan and Jim Cosmo Cummings. Mike Rock played with Jerry Hanahan in Peacetime Riot and the Mike Rock Band. From the album Gory Years by Screamin' Urge, listen to Do You Think I'm Strange?
Screaming Urge, and Do You Think I'm Strange? You are listening to Marion Music Round Midnight on WDIF FM. Tom, ask me where Halloween started.
Mike, I've had this question burning in my soul. Where did Halloween start?
Well, how fortuitous, because I happen to have that information right here. This day marks the is traditionally a Celtic festival of Samhain, spelled S-O-W-I-N. That's how it's pronounced. Let me tell you how it's spelled. S-A-M-H-I-N, H-A-I-N.
M-O-U-S-E.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know where the Celtic language comes, but it was back, you know, about 2,000, 3,000 years ago, their new year started on January 1st, and this day, the Halloween day, or All Halloween, or this Samhain, marked the end of the summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of the year that was often associated with human death.
So it's a happy holiday.
Well, it was happy for the first half, and then everybody...
It's happy for the ones that still live.
Yeah, okay. We're going to move right along here, and I have an instrumental by Lou Photos called Quiet Dread. Tom, help me. This is about 1983?
Yes, Lou... back in Central Ohio after 40 years in California. He shares something with you, Mike. You both taught guitar at Erickson's Music, and he also played in bands in Marion in the 60s and 70s, like Rocade Pacifier, Mighty Joe Young, Little Bird, among others. While in California, he composed music for an agency that markets that music. It's incidental music or for TV shows or commercials or films. They sold it to those markets. And to me, the piece you're about to hear could be part of a soundtrack for a horror film or a suspense film. Listen to Quiet Dread by Lou Photos.